You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with Cognos. Today, I'm talking to Dave Stotter. He's Vice President and Research Director, Information Management and IT Performance Management at the analyst firm Ventana Research. And today, we're going to be talking about enterprise reporting and its role on a company's journey toward performance management. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to be here, Delaney. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'd like to start off with just a definition and get Ventana's view on things. How does Ventana Research define performance management?
Well, performance management is really one of the main things that we research and cover at Ventana. Performance management is an emerging discipline that guides an organization-wide alignment and optimization effort that helps organizations answer core business questions such as how are we doing, why are we doing these things, and what should we be doing. Performance management moves beyond just looking at data to an understanding of what the data says about how the business is performing and what to do if numbers are falling outside of expectations. Performance management must draw from ERP and other relevant applications and data sources to populate the key metrics and performance indicators. So an enterprise reporting platform can be critical to making this possible. A final aspect of performance management to note, I think, is that organizations often choose to see the results from within an application of best practices, Six Sigma, Balanced Scorecard, or other methodologies. Performance management combines with these methodologies to support a continuous organization-wide improvement cycle.
I wonder if you could to explain for us the importance of reporting in a performance management context.
Sure. Well, enterprise reporting is what allows organizations we see to move from the tactical to the advanced level of maturity as we define it in our maturity model. At the advanced level, data is made meaningful to an audience beyond just the single user community served by the tactical reporting solution. This single platform allows organizations to gain comprehensive, accurate views of information, which is essential to understanding your business's performance with respect to customers, supply chains, corporate profitability, or other key matters. As an independent layer above ERP and other database systems and applications, users are not tied to one system, and this is important because then they can integrate performance-related information from heterogeneous sources. Then performance management becomes an enterprise discipline that aligns both people and business processes with strategic goals.
I'd like to throw one more definition or acronym into the mix before moving on. If you could explain for us the difference between reporting, performance management, and ERP, all three of which may exist in a company with or without them knowing it.
Sure. Well, I think enterprise resource planning or ERP systems, as we know, have been widely used for about 15 years and have enabled organizations to consolidate applications and reduce the cost of functions such as manufacturing and financials. So ERP systems are incorporating customer information, or rather customer relationship management, as well as sales and service management. But in many cases, they still have separate packaged applications for these in organizations, as well as things like human resources. So ERP and packaged applications have reporting tools, but these are generally limited both in functionality and in the fact that they generally access information just from their own systems. In fact, our surveys have found that just 4 out of 10 respondents said that ERP systems have helped them drive down operational costs and optimize business processes. These are objectives that are well-suited to BI and enterprise reporting, so you can see the distinction there really with ERP and what BI and reporting achieve. And these are to give business users access to the kind of data they need to analyze costs and the effectiveness of business processes, those very things that people are looking for really from the ERP systems. Our studies also show that users are not satisfied with the information coming from point reporting systems dedicated to ERP systems. Only 11% said that the ERP system captures all or most of the non-financial information companies need to monitor employees' performance indicators. So that makes it tough to build performance management systems with ERP systems alone. An enterprise reporting platform can sit above the ERP and other packaged applications and consolidate a comprehensive view of the information you need to properly understand business performance and determine what action to take that will improve performance.
We've talked about the technologies. I'd like to talk about now about the people who use them and live with them. If it's the job of the IT department to deploy and maintain the reporting solution, and the role of the business managers or the users to actually make decisions and manage performance of the organization, what's the best way for these two groups to work together?
Well, I think that as organizations move up to the levels of what we define as the Ventana Research Maturity Model, up to the higher levels of strategic and innovative levels, the focus shifts from pure technology implementation, which you find at the lower levels where they're really just trying to get the systems in place and work with the database systems or other sources such as ERP to make it all come together. So at the higher levels, it shifts from technology implementation to objectives that are really expressed in business terms, such as on-time delivery or customer satisfaction or higher safety. Business managers are also looking at how to institute operational performance management. And this is interesting because it takes the focus beyond financial measures. So business managers can measure and monitor how diverse operations and business functions are going throughout the organization. No organization can leap to these strategic and innovative maturity levels without succeeding at the tactical and advanced levels of maturity, where technology implementation is the dominant focus. At these levels, the goal is to move beyond tactical reporting solutions to serve a single community and move up to serve multiple communities and draw on multiple heterogeneous data sources. The reason they do that is that as you move to the higher levels of business objectives, more than one business function or line of business needs to be collaborating. So you need the technological capability to support more advanced data and information access, analysis, and sharing across the silos of information. The establishment of an enterprise reporting platform can be a major step here. It gives IT the platform upon which to focus data integration and metadata management, to bring together disparate data sources, and to develop single views of and versions of information. And the platform gives business users not only the consolidated view, but the comprehensive and integrated tools with which to analyze and share information. But I think as you move to up to these higher level maturity levels, IT and business have to be aligned and working hand-in-hand to guide BI and performance management projects to ensure that users are getting the correct information and using it effectively. I think if anything, as you move to more collaborative kind of BI and reporting, where you have functions and lines of business coming together, it's not just technical problems that you're dealing with. You're dealing with political problems. You're dealing with data ownership issues where one organization won't want to share a certain data with another organization. And so you really have to have the IT and business leaders coming together in BI competency centers or advisory boards. There's lots of different kinds of names for centers of excellence is another one we hear sometimes, which meet regularly and set policy goals and other objectives. Again, this is important because at those higher levels of maturity, the focus is on the quality of the information and how effectively it is being used to understand business performance and to act upon it. It's not just about developing dashboards and more technology-oriented matters.
So you've written a new series of white papers for Cognos on the topic of reporting-led performance management and the role of reporting in performance management. I was wondering if you could take a few minutes just to explain the themes in each paper.
Sure. So the first paper explores how organizations deal with information chaos. The second paper illustrates five ways to tame that chaos of corporate data I was talking about. The third paper in the series brings us to performance management itself and how organizations can use enterprise reporting to build a foundation for success. So that's the sort of summing up all three papers.
Terabytes of data, information chaos, aligning with the business and performance management maturity. Sounds like IT has its work cut out for it, as always. But they sound like very interesting papers. Dave Stoddard, thank you for speaking with us today.
Well, you're welcome. It's been good to be here.
You've been listening to an exclusive interview with Dave Stoddard of Ventana Research, brought to you by Cognos, the experts in performance management. For more on this topic, visit cognos.com/journey, where you'll find original white papers by Ventana and additional resources to help you transform your reporting deployment into an exciting journey toward performance management. That's cognos.com/journey.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.